Welcome to the Daily Word from the Fountain, heard weekdays at 4 p.m. on Life Radio WIFI. Stay tuned for today's encouraging and inspirational message.
God will interrupt your life at any point to get you to focus on the Savior. And when you hear the word Savior, you have to insert there that I must then need to be saved if He sent a Savior. With all the sin that I've committed, I really need and deserve to be condemned. But if God wanted to condemn you, He would have sent a condemner. But He wanted to save you, so He sent a Savior. Amen to that. And Christmas is asking an awful lot of me. It totally interrupted my routine. And now you're asking me to make room. Yeah. The Savior is asking everyone to make room for Him to come into your life. And we just crowd Him out because we're just like sheep, you know? The sheep, all they want to do is self-indulge, feed their own pleasure, just take care of themselves, look out for number one, just eat until I'm full, then digest the food, go to sleep. That's all. They only care about themselves. And we, like sheep, care about ourselves and indulging in the pleasures of the world and taking care of number one and making the money to get enough to retire and to buy the house. And we've got all these functions to go to and things to do and places to go and people to see. And what we've done is we've crowded Him out. And the lamb was asked to make room for another lamb, the Lamb of God. In the midst of our crowded lives, I remember the words of Jesus, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God." Can I say it louder for the people in the back? "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything you were trying to get, He'll add all that stuff to you." Christmas from a lamb's view. In the middle of the night, my whole life gets turned upside down. My pleasant, contented, comfortable life gets rocked. And I hear this message now that there's a Savior, and something tells me I gotta be saved. And then I get to the stable, and it's so crowded that they tell me to make room for the Savior. And the minister of the gospel comes to this platform today and says it's time to make room for the Savior. Because we will go and go and go, and here's what happens. We're so taking care of ourselves as before long, we feel really lost, and here we are over in the dark. Some of you are sitting here today. It's a beautiful Christmas service. It's glorious outside, 45 and sunny. Eagles are playing. Chill with your bad selves. And exciting things to do today, but could we just hit the pause button? In the midst of a beautiful 2 days before Christmas, Christmas Eve, some of you here feel lost. You feel like you're living, but you're living in the dark. Somehow, I've lost my way. Somehow, in trying to find all the pleasures and make a name for myself and do well in this world, and somehow I have lost my way. And whenever we lose our way, there's an emptiness that comes with that. And there's a lostness that comes with that. We feel like I feel like I've followed my own path and I'm as far away from God's path as I could get. You come to this Fountain Family Christmas today. Aren't the trees beautiful? And the starry night curtain in the back is so beautiful. The Hyundai. The trees. But God just wanted you to get still long enough so you could hear the message of Christmas. That a Savior came to save us. And God is not so much interested in our convenience as He is in our character. I said God is more interested in our character than He is our convenience. And sometimes, like I said, all the wrong things happen for the right reason. And if God could get you to sit still long enough today to hear that that it's time to make room for the Savior, then praise the Lord. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And here the lamb is now. Look now. And here the lamb is. And the lamb looks into the cradle. I don't know if you've ever seen this before. And the lamb looks into the cradle and says, it looks like, he looks like what they did to me when I was born. Verse 12, one more time, in Luke chapter 2, it says, you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger. How many have heard that before? Let me give you just a little Old Testament history here. Bethlehem was really a birthing place for lambs. They would come to Bethlehem. It's where the temple was. And in the Old Testament way of atoning for sins, lambs were sacrificed. All a picture of Jesus who would be sacrificed on the cross for us. And the scriptures bear out in Leviticus that the shepherds who came to Bethlehem for the birthing of the lambs, when the lambs were born, they would wrap them or swaddle them, wrap them in cloths because they had to be kept without blemish or without defect. Like the Bible talks about Jesus, a lamb who was without blemish. So when the baby lambs were born, their purpose was then, many of them, to be part of the Old Testament law and the sacrificial system. Many of them would be sacrificial lambs, but not just any lamb could be sacrificed. It had to be one that was perfect and without blemish. And so when the lambs were born, they would swaddle them or wrap them up in these cloths until they calmed down. They would put them in a holding pen. They would wrap them in the cloths so that they wouldn't kick and hurt and make blemishes on their legs and on their body. So they wrapped them up and they laid them in a holding pen. And there that lamb is looking into the lamb is looking into the cradle. And I think the lamb says, that looks like what they did to me when I was little. Looks like what they did to me when they swaddled me. And if that lamb could prophesy, that lamb would say, one day this lamb will take my place. One day this lamb, the Lamb of God, one day this lamb, when they line me up to be sacrificed, one day this lamb will take my place. John the Baptist said, when Jesus appeared on the scene at 30 years old, he said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6, one more time. I read it to you at the beginning. It says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid upon him, Jesus, the sins of us all. Jesus suffered and died. If there was no cross, then the cradle means nothing. And if there's only a cradle and no cross, we can all just go home and take the tree down. But Jesus suffered and he died on a cross 33 years later to pay the price for our sins and to offer us the priceless, precious gift of salvation. Here is a trustworthy saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst, is what the Apostle Paul says. Listen, everybody. That lamb looked into the cradle. Looks like what they did to me. They swaddled me so I wouldn't have blemishes, preparing me for sacrifice. But one day this lamb, the Lamb of God, will take my place. And all you sheep in the room, I said, all you sheep in the room, how many sheep in the room? The Lamb of God took your place. God stepped onto the stage of this broken, sinful, messed up world with the message of a Savior that would bring us back to God. Because there's people in the room, all of us, I don't care who you are. We've all wandered off. We've took our path, not God's path. And with taking our own path comes pain and shame and regret. And some of you are right here today are living with the regret and pain of the past and sins of the present and shame of it all. And you wish you could go back and turn the whole clock back and say, I wish I wouldn't have got off track. Wish I wouldn't have followed my way. Somebody promised me something and they lied to me. The world looked like it was my oyster. And I thought, I know I've been to Sunday school when I was a kid and sang Jesus loves me. And I somehow knew God wanted a relationship with me. But all I did was, I left it all. And I self-indulged and I followed my own path. And here I am today. I'm far from the shepherd and I'm lost. And I've got regrets and hurt. And here I am. And I'm here today to tell you that God sent Jesus. And you know the interesting thing it is about it is that the first lambs and the first shepherds went to seek a Savior. But today, the Savior's seeking you. Somebody say amen to that. The first lambs and the first sheep and the shepherds, they went seeking a Savior, but the Savior is seeking you. You know what? Anybody ever come home at night back when you was a kid and you came home late and there was your dad? You messed up again. You're late again. Give me the keys to that Hyundai. And we have fathers that scolded us and berated us, maybe called us losers. Maybe called us a failure, and we even question if our father even loved us. I want you to know today that the Father loves you with an everlasting love. He loves you without preferences. He loves you without filters. He just loves you. And the first shepherds and the first sheep, and I'm going to wrap this up in just a moment. The first shepherds and the first sheep, they went seeking a Savior. But today, December 23rd, Christmas Eve, there is a Savior that's seeking after you. And here's our Savior doesn't say, bad boy, bad girl, shoulda, woulda, coulda, you failed, you're a failure, you lost, you're a loser. No, God doesn't play that. I said, God don't play like that. Because we've all messed up. Some of us have a PhD in messing up. And here, some of you today, the Christmas message, there you are. And here's what the shepherd, Jesus, does. He leaves the crowd of sheep. See, so, there's a whole flock over here. I looked all over. Cracker Barrel only had three. So if you want to go buy one of these today, they're out. My wife called every Cracker Barrel an hour north to an hour south. Maddie found me this one online. And the shepherd leaves the flock to go find the lost sheep. And he doesn't say, bad sheep. Just getting your attention. You ever know anybody that just kick you when you're down? Anybody ever know anybody just kick you when you're down? And here, usually your lost sheep is wounded and bleeding, and not physically, but maybe bleeding from the heart and just feels so lost, so many regrets. Followed my own path, should have followed God's. I knew I was going down the wrong road. And here comes the Savior. I told you before, if he wanted to condemn you, he would have sent a condemner. But Jesus wanted to save you, so God sent the Savior. And the Savior comes. Sin and all, addiction and all.
We hope you enjoyed the Daily Word from the Fountain. The Fountain of Life is located at 2035 Columbus Road in Burlington, New Jersey. Pastor Russ would love to meet you this Sunday at either of our 9 or 11 a.m. services. For directions or more information, please feel free to contact us by calling 609-499-2131 or visit our website at flcnj.org. On behalf of Pastor Russ, thanks for listening to today's message on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station.